USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is projecting optimism to the people of North Carolina.
We're hitting new records in the stock market. We just hit new employment records for the last 3 months. 9 million people's jobs. We reduce taxes. We reduce regulations.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is updating everyone on the wildfires across his state. Newsom saying more than 13,000 lightning strikes have had deadly results.
Sadly, we've lost 7 lives so far to these latest fires and over 1,200 reported structures.
Newsom saying though the state is making some progress on fighting the wildfires. A judge in Florida says school districts should be allowed to decide how they want to reopen based on their own safety guidelines. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves says residents should be prepared for 2 tropical storms making landfall this week. Reeves says storms Marco and Laura are unpredictable, but the state has a better understanding of when they will make landfall.
Marco to hit landfall sometime overnight, probably in the middle of tonight, and then the other storm, Laura, is not likely to hit until maybe Wednesday afternoon or Thursday morning.
Stalled negotiations on a fresh package providing relief from COVID-19 fueled problems are the other side's fault. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, a point man for Republicans, is criticizing Democrats for rushing back to Washington to pass a bill that would give $25 billion to the Postal Service while not dealing with enhanced unemployment payments or the PPP. Meanwhile, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is blaming Republicans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy testified on Capitol Hill today. This time it's before a Democratic-led House committee. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio and DeJoy.
You got $14 billion cash on hand. You got a $10 billion line of credit. Is that right? Yes, sir. And changing out the sorting machines and removing and changing out mail collection boxes is nothing different than has happened before, right? Every postmaster general, every year we do those sort of things. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So there's no different. In fact, what was the number? I think between 2011 and 2016, it's like 12,000 mail collection boxes that were removed, changed out by the Obama Biden administration. Is that right?
It was a lot. I don't know.
Yeah, it was a lot. And you didn't order a reduction in overtime or reduction in hours. I think you testified that earlier.
I did not.
Kellyanne Conway, the longtime advisor to President Trump, is leaving the White House at the end of August. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
President Trump's former campaign manager and one of his longest-serving allies is leaving the administration at the end of the month. Kellyanne Conway says she's stepping away to focus on her family. Kellyanne Conway says their 4 children are in their tweens and starting a new academic year and require a level of attention and vigilance that is as unusual as these times. The words of Kellyanne Conway.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.